And there it all goes. So we have the Facebook Live going. Podcast audio recording. All right, let's go ahead and get down to the interesting things. And right before I went live, I just I saw something. And apparently, there's like a libertarian socialist caucus. I find that interesting. I was just looking at that. The niggas from Redneck Revolt had posted that, and I was just taking a look at their platform. They have this deal on property rights, and they say, we question traditional capitalist property norms that encourage rent-seeking behavior and predatory title ownership, where vacant homes are violently defended while the homeless are violently assaulted with the same authoritative means. While we respect each individual's autonomy and their rights to personal property, we are skeptical that any sort of ethical absentee ownership can be established while existing within a statist structure. We believe that shelter is one of the few necessities that should not be used for means of exploitation and profit. I find them interesting. It's, you know, we recently covered the folks over there at the Libertarian Party. They apparently dipped right past the Democrats and the Green Party on sex workers' rights. So interesting things are interesting. Now, also, kind of want to do a continuation on a short post I typed up. Jamal is out there crying. That's the big old 14-pound cat. And a continuation on a little post I typed up about the gangsterism of right now. Like, you know, like you've heard, like a gangster rapper, Donald Trump is a gangster politician, right? Like, that was an old interview clip I remember with Tupac Shakur. He was like, if I'm a gangster rapper, is Steven Seagal a gangster actor? Interesting. And right now, I would ask today, is Donald Trump a gangster politician? Yes, he is. You know, go back to 2016 Wine Cellar, maybe even 2015. Like, and I was like, this Donald Trump motherfucker gets in, you're going to see some New York gangsterism in these politics, because that's what he is. Donald Trump is an old gangster. And that MAGA shit is some gangster shit. And also, there's this pool situation, yet another pool situation. And I also think the post that the person who put the video up with, that's also interesting what they said in the post. All right, so where is the deal that I originally typified up there? Because there was that video of the young man in the Whataburger, and a feller walked up and took his hat. Now, what I typed up was, given my past, maybe my insight could be useful here. A MAGA hat is a piece of attire claiming an affiliation. If you are not ready to be tested or flexed on, don't step out with it on. This article of clothing claims that you roll with folks that engaged in beatdowns, stalking, imprisonment, and straight-up murder. If you ain't down to jump up from your tasty hamburger, coupled with a refreshing beverage, to put in work when it's time, then don't claim the set. Just throw up a M at yourself in the bathroom mirror while singing along to your favorite 6ix9ine recording. And when you go out, just dust off the old Von Dutch hat and stay in your lane, boy. Because when that Euro teenager put that fucking hat on, that was very similar to like with a lyric that Jay-Z said. It was like, now Joey got his do-rag on, you know, and it's like, you don't really understand what you're putting on your head, boy. When you put that on, you're saying that, like I said in that post, that you roll with folks that engaged in beatdowns. Remember Florida, where they, the Donald Trump rally folks, where they were beating down that black man, and they, and in all cognitive dissonance ever, intellectually at least, they're beating down the black man at the Donald Trump rally and calling him nigger while also saying all lives matter. Interesting. Right, so you roll with those folks. And then remember Charlottesville, right? Now, what people mostly remember about Charlottesville is marching with tiki torches. Let's not forget, they barricaded colored folk inside a fucking church, outside that church with those torches. Like, that's imprisonment. All right, so they engaged in that. That's some stalking and imprisonment shit. And straight up murder. They fucking, they ran that gal over. And then something that's been fairly consistent with some recent shootings is when they look in these people's social-fied media, they're MAGA. They're MAGsters. They're gangsters from that set. And they put in work. They shot people. They beat people down. They stomped in the streets. They congregated. They put in work. So, like, me, my black ass, or that dude in that video, his brown ass, or even, like, a white woman. I know there's white women down with white supremacy and Donald Trump and shit, but for the most part, that's white men shit, and those white men kill white women. All right? That's why I still listen to some white feminists, because they're in the closest proximity to white men. Whatever white men are doing to white women behind closed doors will be public policy on your ass next year. All right? Now, and so, like, if a white woman sees a white man with a MAGA hat and she fucking grabs a brick and knocks his fucking dome off, well, he stepped out with that gangster shit on, sending a signal of who he's down with and what he might be down to do. And so some gangster shit went down and he got fucked up. There's a Hotep Mike in the archived comments section said, damn, you're rolling early. Yeah, it's work. You know, I call it a second job, so I got to get up and do it. It's a morning wine cellar, especially as long as overtime is drying up at the factory this summer a little early. So, hell, I'll just use that time to do more wine cellar, you know, and then when I get off work, if it's a regular 8-hour shift, then come back with Phoenix Kalita and do evening wine cellar. About 2 episodes a day, why not? But I have been wondering if I should maybe split things up and do more tightly focused individual stories, you know, like just like maybe like a 10-minute short show, especially effing with this YouTube and trying to get down with that, because apparently like YouTube is, it really plays up to the the short attention span. All right, but yeah, that MAGA shit is G shit. I think the closest thing to that on the left would be like some Antifa shit, but I don't, there isn't like I guess you could get Antifa written on a hat and wear it, get Antifa written on a shirt and wear it, and then that kind of represents you banging back, you know, and the people that call themselves the resistance, they're bastardizing that word. I mean, first of all, I mean, what the fuck are they resisting? I mean, they're not resisting, right? Like in California, Crips came into existence first, and then Bloods came into existence as a resistance of Crips. They came into existence as a resistance of the kind of, you know, localized tyranny that Crips had, and really continued to reign with, really, because their population was just much larger. So when it came to turf hogging, you know, you go back to an Ice-T quote, it ain't even Bloods, it's straight Crips killing Crips, because there's just so damn many of them that it just becomes fighting over drug-selling territory. All right, so, but, yeah, let that see known, and maybe somebody will see this, because I'm going to upload this video to YouTube, too. If you're running around in that fucking little MAGA hat, remember, that is akin to if you're fucking running around somewhere on the West Coast with a red or blue bandana, or if you're running around Chicago with a black or yellow or white bandana. All right, you're putting on some shit that is signaling to people who you claim to roll with. Don't make the claim. All right, I think we covered that old actually a very not funny, a very serious, angry Becky Lives Matter episode some months ago, where a white girl, probably like, what, like 19 or some shit like that, 18 or 19, went to a black college with a fucking MAGA hat on, and then fucking, and, you know, and cried Emmett Till these niggers when that shit got snatched off her fucking head. You know, when she was in the cafeteria, old Becky Lives Matter episode. You know, and like, she ran around, she was claiming that shit. And it's like, all right, it's going down. You put on that red bandana and then went to a nationwide Rip Riders album photo shoot. Fucking fool. Like, hey, be ready to put in work when it goes down. Now, also, state-sanctioned white supremacy, right? Publicly, taxpayer-funded white supremacy. This is a video that somebody put up on the Facebooks that I'll have on the background screen behind me. And it's, and it's this,
I need you to tell right me.
Yeah, where this, white dude, just a white dude with no shirt on, you know, probably pretty hardcore guy, pretty legitimate tough guy, and they're at a pool, and he's harassing a black woman, and the police fellers get there. And I'll bring that, even though the screen behind me is kind of far back, I'd really prefer to get a projector and then just use that whole wall as a screen. That'll be later down in the the Patreon days. All right, nothing going on in the archive chat space. There's some folks posted up. There's Emily Loco. Thank you, Emily Loco, supporting the wine cellar. Right, there's Scott Loco there, Ruth Ann Loco, and Hotep Mike and Brian Loco posted up on the joint. So now this is also quite interesting, right? So the person that put this up, their public profile, public post, Jasmine is the individual that put the video up. And so, but her, what she wrote there with it, very interesting. She put, "This is a classic case of racial profiling in my $500,000 neighborhood pool. This happened to me and my baby today. What a shame." So, all right. So what do you call a black person that can afford to live in a $500,000 neighborhood? Nigger. All right. Now,
I need you to tell me, because I leave.
Yeah, let's check this out. Make sure my volume's good. Volume's good, folks. Decibels are all right. All right.
In this neighborhood, you tell me.
He has a camera on right
good.
Now.
Good. Is there an ordinance that we have to show ID to
there,
use
the there's
pool?
The.
It's
the
exactly.
Rule right there.
Where does it
That's
say that I have to show an ID to use my pool,
say.
My own pool?
In mind, this is just a, this
does
is just
he,
a fucking
does
guy.
He, does he say that?
This is just a guy, and he demanded her ID. He's just some guy fiddling with a sprinkler, and demanding her ID because for some reason she has to show it to him. All right, just checking my decibels, folks, on video.
Opera Luzuski and McCann, what do you recommend in terms of?
And he knows, he's saying Officer Kaczynski, and he just knows the cops, just because the cops are on his side. This is taxpayer-funded white supremacy, all right? And no, he also said, yeah, you got your camera on. He's got his camera on, too. Like, he doesn't care about the damn cameras. Nothing going to happen to him. All that make him famous, like, you want to talk about targeted boycotts? Because, like, assume he probably owns his own business, right? So he's not worried about getting fired from some shit like other people that go viral. That don't matter to him. So do some research for local folks to wherever the fuck this is. You know, because her privacy on her profile is tight. You know, don't know where she is. But boycott who does business with him.
And nobody else was asked their ID. Okay. I am the only black. I feel this is racial profiling.
Also, note his smirking. This is fun for him. He enjoyed. This is recreational. And also note his little Euro seedlings. His offspring is there because he's there showing them how it's done. This is how you handle the negros. And notice, what's his little Euro seedling offspring? Girl. That's going to grow up to be the next one on camera telling you to come get these super predators. Because Papa white supremacy teaches daughter white supremacy the way.
I'm the only black person here with my son in the pool, right?
My son is also black.
I can't really hear what that cop said. That cop said something about, like, there's also black people or something like that. What that cop say? Kind of not very close to the microphone.
Profiling. I'm the only black person here with my son in the pool, right?
I cannot tell what that pig said.
He walked only to me to ask for my ID.
I asked residents pretty much a couple times a week.
So now he just stands there and lies, just claims, I ask residents pretty much a couple times a week. Where's the evidence of that, Chief? Where's the, since you're so comfortable with cameras, where's the camera evidence of you asking residents that pretty much a couple times a week?
First of all, he asked for my address. I gave it to him. Okay. And then he came back.
He's demanding addresses. You don't have to give anybody your fucking address. But first off, that's a white man, therefore probably dangerous. And he just asked for your address? Go fuck yourself.
Said, well, I didn't have your address.
As long as it matches Sally Kirk, I'm fine.
Correctly. So. Can you provide an ID to...
As long as it matches, he's fine. No, where's his gun? Where's his badge? Nothing. But it's like, hey, as long as it matches, hey, I'm fine. You gotta prove to me that you're allowed to exist here, nigger lady. Right? And showing his little Euro seedlings how it's done.
Prove the address that you gave to me. And I said, why do I need to show you my ID? Is there an ordinance in the neighborhood for me to show my
ID?
That's how I got it. So this is, what can I charge against him for racial profiling?
Now she's asking, what can she charge against him for racial profiling? As soon as she said that male pig...
What can I charge against him for racial profiling? Because this is ridiculous.
That would be a civil dispute, ma'am. You'd have to take that before a civil magistrate.
That'd be a civil dispute. We just can't do nothing for that. This is not a waste of precious police time.
Okay.
I'm just here with my baby, swimming.
And I understand. I understand completely, right?
So you've just wasted taxpayers' money by wasting their time to come here. That's what it is.
If she has a card to get in the pool, I believe that should be enough.
Okay, let's validate that it works, then. They can close the gate.
But where does
it... Let's validate that it works. He's going to get what the fuck he wants, and the police fellas are going to help him do it. He demanded for it to happen. Therefore, it will. Taxpayer-funded supremacy.
You say, okay. I need an ID.
Like, you realize this deputizes him. Because why should she have to do shit for him? Why should she have to show him shit? Why should she have to put on any sort of performance for him? Oh, why? Because it's taxpayer-funded supremacy. And the motherfuckers with guns are there to make sure it goddamn happens.
He asked for ID.
I'm a courtesy officer as well.
A courtesy officer. All right. Courtesy officer. That's fun.
We don't have IDs at the pool. I don't ask for IDs, but they have like little wristbands and stuff like that.
We have a pool card.
Okay.
So where's the sign?
Where is the sign? Yeah.
I'm not sure that the lifeguard is signing in today.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody. I didn't.
So there's like no sign.
There's nothing.
I didn't sign
the
in.
The pool was closed yesterday due to a flood.
Uh huh.
And so they had to clear out the whole pool deck. Okay. So I don't know that they were focusing on that. But
Will you have a key card to get into the pool?
Yeah.
Do you have your key card?
I do have my key card.
Right, and he's just kind of, you know, just fiddling with his sprinkler. You know, hey, well, go ahead, show access. Come on, nigger. Do what needs to be done.
Would you mind if I see your key cards?
I don't mind showing it to you.
Okay.
But it's not a requirement for me to use the pool like he was requesting.
Right, I understand.
Here's my pool card.
Because that's required for you to actually
get, for me, so am I going to jump over the fence? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm with a baby.
Hold on,
am I going to throw the baby over?
We're going to shut this and prove to this gentleman that this turns green real quick.
All right, we're going to shut this. We're going to do this. This is, you are going to perform for this random white man fiddling with a sprinkler, showing his white seedlings how it's done. My folks be like, just wait for racists to die out. They're teaching the new generation right now.
Right.
And then we shouldn't have a problem, right? Turns green and it unlocks.
Hey.
There you go, sir.
All right. Right, and he's sir. He's not, here you go, some fucking guy, whoever the fuck you are. No, he is sir.
Perfect.
All right, ma'am. Well, I apologize for the time and the...
All right, here comes that classic line from Cops after an instance of harassment. Get ready. Get ready. This is the great one. They have to do this. I've been hearing this one since I was 11 years old after my first beatdown.
The altercation that occurred, okay? Do you need anything from us?
No.
Yep, you need anything? Can we help you with anything? Is there anything I can do for you? Fucker.
I don't. Okay. I'm sorry you that you wasted older. Your time to come here.
Sir, do you need anything from us?
No, a form ID would be helpful to validate.
It would be nice if you apologize.
And he's not satisfied with the level of supremacy. He's like, I want the form of ID. All right? Fuck the key card. This white man wants more.
Guys.
Well, and I understand that, but it, again, like she said, it doesn't show. Usually all it says all residents and guests must sign in, but there's no sign in.
Right.
So she has her swipe card. I think that should be enough to prove that she's a resident. You guys just don't hand that out to everybody, right?
Yeah, they kind of make their way around sometimes. It's the only challenge, so, but that's good enough.
All right, so, hey, sometimes they make their way around. So, you know how niggers just pass their key cards around, you know? But, hey, that's good enough.
They kind of make their way around sometimes. It's the only challenge, so. But that's good enough for me today.
So. Do you want to apologize, Adam? Adam, do you want to apologize for what you just did?
Let's go get tickets for the...
Yeah, and she's asking for an apology. And keep in mind, what's he with right now? His little Euro seedling, his little Mayo offspring. And what's that Mayo offspring singing? Pappy just handled that business, made that nigger woman show her motherfucking card, and the cops with the guns made sure that shit happened. And when she's like, you know, making sure like she's speaking up, she's not yelling. I mean, you know, she's a black woman, so I guess she's yelling, right? Saying, do you want to apologize? And he's making sure to not do that so Euro Seedling can see, no, you don't. After you handle your business with a nigger woman, fuck no, you don't apologize because you didn't do anything wrong. You maintain the status quo.
What's that? Can you go get a hold of an Anderson?
Do you want to apologize, Adam, for what you did?
Just to provide the address would be fine.
Yeah, and instead of apologizing, told her, hey, you should have just followed my fucking directions. All right? Like, a damn near on some, you should be apologizing to me. All right, and remember, in my $500,000 neighborhood, what do you call a black person that can afford to live in a $500,000 neighborhood? Nigger. Take a look at the archived chat space. And Hotep Mike had some comments, said his voice and body are limp as fuck. Yeah, like on some level I'm wondering myself if he knows he's on video. Is he keeping his arm bent fiddling with the sprinkler so that his little tricep can stay in a flex form? Like, is there an attempt there to keep his little, like, you know, I did 2 push-ups this morning before I had my cup of decaf. And what he said, Hotep Mike said, my son is also black. I think that's what the oink said. Oh, ew. Okay. And Fallon Loco said the whites are perpetually pressed and it is lethal. And Fallon Loco, FallonKitty.com also said Also, what's the problem if others use it? It's a pool, not gold. Yes, but those that's the thing. He doesn't have a problem with the pool being used, or else he'd be you know playing like the water is hot lava. His problem was that she didn't just show her ID like he demanded. He needs to look at that. He runs things. All right? He's the boss. You know, he shouldn't have had to, like, in his head, like how she was saying, wasted police time. He's like, you wasted my time. You should have just followed directions. Yes, indeed. And I'll be taking more looks at this Libertarian Socialist Caucus. And also something else I've taken an interest in. One of the homie locos down there in Australia has been linking me to some sources. I've been reading about this fascism in Australia. Interesting stuff I've just been digging into. And then some of you folks on the Facebook might be familiar with Cleopatra Jones. And scheduled to record with Cleopatra Jones at Sunday morning. We'll probably be flipping on the recorders around 8 a.m. Central Standard Time Sunday morning for the first episode of Social Dissonance, a critical analysis of justice. And it's going to be on some writings that Cleopatra Jones has been doing on the Medium outlet. And right before we tap out here, Ruth Ann Loco said, white supremacy, misogyny, and white male entitlement all in one video. Right? Yeah, they packed it all in there. You know, and like with the, and just like what Hotep Mike pointed out, and his fucking weak little body, he needs the real MAGA gangsters. Right, he needs to be protected by those actual MAGA gangsters, not the ones that just put on the hat and sit down with their tasty hamburger and refreshing soft drink. And Fallon Loco said, he's also resigned as pool chair. Wait, pool chair? The pool needs a chairperson? Somebody like, is there a pool caucus? What is happening? Let me see what Fallon Loco hit me with a link right when I'm almost on my way out. So, okay, so his name is Adam Bloom. All right, and I'm not going to demand that other people do it, but I'm not going to engage in these, you know, trying to make up fun names for everybody. Like, I'm like the one, what was it, Permit Patty? Nah, I want to say her real name. All right, and so this is Adam Bloom. And apparently this is a shot of what went up. It says, dear neighbors, we sincerely regret that an incident occurred yesterday at our community pool that left neighbors feeling racially profiled. I'm sorry you feel that way. Note how this is written. We sincerely regret that an incident occurred. See, an incident occurred. See, that language, that removes accountability, deliberate direct action by people. Not an incident occurred, a person did something. All right, let's peep this language. We sincerely regret that an incident occurred yesterday at our community pool that left neighbors feeling racially profiled. In confronting and calling the police on one of our neighbors, the pool chair escalated a situation in a way that does not reflect the inclusive values of Glen Ridge. The inclusive values Glen Ridge seeks to uphold as a community. Yes, inclusive. So, can anybody tuned in right now? Can we just move into Glen Ridge? $500,000 home neighborhood. What? All right, inclusive. Our HOA board, is that like homeowner administration? I don't know. HOA board, I'm pretty sure it's homeowner something. You know, because owners are inclusive. our homeowner HOA board has accepted the resignation as pool chair and a board member effective immediately. We also have reinstituted a sign-in sheet at the pool to make sure no resident feels singled out again. And in the coming days, we will take additional steps to ensure consistent and equitable application of our pool policies and procedures. We apologize to our neighbors who were directly hurt by these actions, and we hope that everyone... Ooh, skibby flibby jibby doo. Wait, can I stretch? I have the glaucoma, folks. I can barely fracking see that. Shoot, hold on. Let me fucking stretch that out so I can get the last couple of words in. In the coming days, take additional steps to ensure consistent, equitable application of pool. And we apologize to our neighbors who were directly hurt by these actions. And we hope that everyone in Glen Ridge will join us in redoubling our efforts to care for and support all of our neighbors during this difficult time. That is out fucking standing. All right, let me bring the screen back down, make sure I get... last comments in before I ride the hell out and get down to this factory and try to train for another dat-gum promotion because I'm poor and I need more money dollars. Hotep Mike said, how bad you gotta fuck up to have to resign from a pool chair? And Ruth Ann Loco said, let me know when the, what's that say? Said, let me win the lottery and I will take us all there. Right? But hey, socialize the lottery. There's Sam Loco just joined. Sam Loco, you're going to be checking the archive, Mr. Sir, because this one is in the can because it is 4:46. Yeah, I need to download, upload this to YouTube and get the podcast audio up and bing, bang, blam, I'm out. All right. Time for a field trip. FallonKitty.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one. Oh, that's right. I got to turn off podcast audio. I just sat back in my chair like, yeah, I did that finished. No, it's not. Now it's finished.